Hola, bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. Today we have a special, very special show. We're going to be talking about La Virgen de Guadalupe, which, I mean, a lot of people know about her, a lot of people don't, but La Virgen de Guadalupe, she is a national symbol, not only for Mexico, but all Latin America.
She's the patroness of the Americas.
That's right.
All of the Western Hemisphere.
That's right. I like the story. A lot of people don't, but I like the story.
Leo doesn't like the story.
I know.
I like it. It's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're going to tell you the story. The story is of an indigenous man. His Christian name was Juan Diego. So one day, and December 9, 1531, he was walking in the hill called Tepeyac. That's the hill in Mexico. It's called Tepeyac. And he was going on his way to Mass. So suddenly he heard music and birds, and suddenly there was an apparition, and it was a virgin. It was a beautiful dark-skinned woman, and she said to him, "Hijito mío."
My son.
El más amado.
The most beloved.
Yo soy la perfecta siempre virgen Santa María.
I'm the perfect ever virgin Saint Mary.
Madre del verdaderísimo Dios.
Mother of the true God.
Y le dijo a Juan Diego, and he told Juan Diego that she wanted a church to be built in the Tepeyac Hill. And she told him to go and, you know, to ask the bishop of Juan de Zumárraga.
So Juan Diego went to Bishop Zumárraga and said, you know, he told the bishop about what he saw and what the virgin wanted. And of course, the bishop was like, "Who is this guy?" You know, he didn't believe him. And but Juan Diego said, "Come on, you got to believe me. You got to believe me. I really saw this." So the bishop said, "I want proof." And he probably said, "I want proof." Right?
Because he was Spanish, and that's like the Spanish accent.
I want proof. So Juan Diego was like, "How am I gonna, you know, this is, I got stuff to do. I'm an Indio. I gotta go, you know,
make sarapes,
and so I just don't want to deal with this." So he's like, drama, forget it. So he decided not to bring it up with the bishop anymore, and to avoid the virgin, he went around the hill instead of walking over it. And it's a big hill, folks. I've walked up to the hill, and it's tiring. It's not an easy thing to cross, and it's not an easy one to walk around. So anyway, so he, for several days, he went around the hill instead of going across it. But one day, his uncle was sick, and so he had to cross it. To get the priest, actually, to get the anointing. So he crossed the hill, and the virgin was back, and she said, "Come on, dude, I told you to get the bishop to..."
She said, dude.
Well, it was in Nahuatl.
Okay.
It was in Nahuatl.
Okay, say my
son. You don't know either.
Okay, dude didn't even exist there in that time. Okay.
So he ran across the virgin again, and the virgin says, "Mijo, why didn't you build my church? Where's the construction? I want to know." And he said, "Well, you know," Juan Diego fessed up, and he told the virgin, "Well, the bishop said he wanted proof, and I just it was too much." And so the virgin said, "Okay, I want you to go to the top of the hill. You're gonna find some roses, wrap them up in your tilma, which is your cloak, all right, and bring him to the bishop, and that's his sign."
So yeah, Juan Diego gathered up the roses. He went up the hill. By the way, this was like on winter time. So in winter time, you never see roses up in the hills in Mexico. So this was like roses up the hill. What is she talking about? So he went, and there were like nice roses. So he picked them up in his cloak, in his poncho or whatever you call it. And he went up with the virgin and said, "Okay, I'm ready." She said, "Okay, go and show them to the bishop." So he went to the bishop, and when he opened his cloak and spilled the roses out, and it was a miracle. There was an image of the virgin, like printed on his cloak, and everyone was like with the mouths open, like, "What?"
Obviously, the bishop, he was surprised, and they actually built the church. But the church that you go and you visit, if you have had the chance, this is not the church that they built originally, because this is old story. There was three churches built. The first one was in 1709. But before that, the Vatican actually recognized the Guadalupe, the Virgin of Guadalupe, in 1745. And then there was a second church in 1904. And the actual church that you see now, called the Basilica, it was built in 1976. And it's amazing. I mean, I've been there, and it's really, really amazing. Huge. It's huge.
It's
yeah.
It's huge. Now, it's not... Now, these three churches are not the only churches in Mexico, of course, dedicated to the Virgen de Guadalupe. There are many, many, many churches all over the world, actually, dedicated to her. And her festival is on December 12th. And people gather in the churches and in the towns for processions, for prayers, for songs. There's dancing, there's fireworks, and it's all to honor La Reina de Mexico.
It's actually interesting to go and see this, like the Basilica. It's on the Tepeyac Mountain. And, well, now it's like all the cities around, you know, you don't look a mountain or everything. It's just the city of Mexico. But it's so many people that really believe on this thing. And they just praying all around, and they sell figures of the Virgin, and there's actually very good food around, so try that.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the big, big stars of Latin America and the greatest singers, they all come and they sing the Las Mañanitas, which is like the birthday, the happy birthday, in front of millions and millions of spectators, and it's like on national channel.
That's on international TV. I've seen it in Seattle before.
Yeah, definitely.
But I have to stay up late to watch it.
Yeah, definitely it's a big thing, and it's so much the people that love her and have faith on her. There's actual people that walk all the way from the villages. So they walk for 3 to a week, and they walk, and some people kneel down. So that's amazing. I mean, we're not here trying to be preachy. We're just talking about tradition. And this is part of the Mexican tradition. Even if you see the soap operas, how many times have you seen the leading character going like, Virgencita de Guadalupe, like praying, you know? It's always part of it. And it's a big part of our culture. And if you go now to the Basilica, you can see the actual mantle, the poncho, we call it, of Juan Diego, and you can see it, and in fact, it's supposed to be, you know, from a miracle, you know, all this.
So what part of the miracle is that it's still there, it's still preserved, it's made out of corn husks, right? So it should have been disintegrated like hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, and that's the miracle, but, you know, there's a lot of skeptics, like Leo, for example.
I just read some articles who said that came from like scientific research, and they talk about it in a more conscious kind of way, you know, but let's give the credit, you know, like everyone can believe on whatever you want, they want. So yeah, but it's very amazing, the thing of the Virgin, because believe it or not, it has unified the country, and like everyone's together with this, and it's very proud to be part of this.
Definitely.
It's interesting when you hear people talking about it, because when Spanish people talk about the Virgen de Guadalupe, they talk about the conversion of the Mexicans. But Mexican people, when they talk about the Virgen de Guadalupe, they talk about the conversion of the bishop.
Mm-hmm,
right? Because
exactly.
It was the bishop who finally broke down and had to believe.
And also the fact that the Virgin, she's a mestiza. She's an Indian herself, you know?
And she spoke Nahuatl.
Exactly. So that also is part of who we are. It's part of our identity. I mean, I'm not a big, like, I don't practice that much my religion, but it is part of our identity and our history. And in fact, obviously, now there's so many things that her mantle has all the constellations of the sky, and there's so much, you know. Right now in this podcast, we cannot cover it all.
The thing is that if you go to Mexico City, this is one of the places I must to
yeah.
see, you know.
You must go. Definitely. So anyway, because we are very artistic here in Spanish Pod, we have prepared the actual song that people sing when they go and see the Virgin. And this is a very, very, very traditional song. So we're going to try to sing it. And JP at the guitar and us singing.
Desde el cielo una hermosa mañana
desde el cielo una hermosa mañana. La guadalupana, la guadalupana, la guadalupana bajo el Tepeyac.
Suplicante juntaba las manos, suplicante juntaba las manos. Era mexicana, era mexicana su porte y su faz.
Desde el cielo una hermosa mañana, desde el cielo una hermosa mañana.
La guadalupana, la guadalupana bajo el Tepeyac. ¡Tan, tan!
Okay, I hope you enjoy the show. Any questions you might have from La Virgen de Guadalupe, please leave us your comments. And this is time to say, hasta luego.
Hasta luego.